Thank you for calling the Dial a Story Hotline. The Gossip of Valley View by Lucy Maud Montgomery. Part 2. At this point, Julius and Danny drop out of our story, and young Thomas enters. It was 2 days later when young Thomas heard that he was to be married to Adelia Williams in June. Eben Clark, the blacksmith, told him when he went to the forge to get his horse shod. Young Thomas laughed his big jolly laugh. Valley View gossip had been marrying him off for the last 30 years, although never before to Adelia Williams.
"It's news to me,"
he said tolerantly. Eben grinned broadly.
"Ah, you can't bluff it off like that, Tom," he said. "The news came too straight this time. Well, I was glad to hear it, although I was mighty surprised. I never thought of you and Adelia, but she's a fine little woman and will make you a capital wife."
Young Thomas grunted and drove away. He had a good deal of business to do that day, involving calls at various places. The store for molasses, the mill for flour, Jim Bentley's for seed grain, the doctor's for toothache drops for his housekeeper, the post office for mail, and at each and every place he was joked about his approaching marriage. In the end, it rather annoyed young Thomas. He drove home at last in what was for him something of a temper. How on earth had that fool story started? With such detailed circumstantiality of rugs and quilts, too. Adelia Williams must be going to marry somebody, and the Valley View gossips, unable to locate the man, had guessed young Thomas. When he reached home, tired, mud-bespattered, and hungry, his housekeeper, who was also his hired man's wife, asked him if it was true that he was going to be married. Young Thomas, taking in at a glance the ill-prepared, half-cold supper on the table, felt more annoyed than ever, and said it wasn't, with a strong expression, not quite an oath, for young Thomas never swore, unless swearing be as much a matter of intonation as of words. Mrs. Dunn sighed, patted her swelled face, and said she was sorry. She had hoped it was true, for her man had decided to go west. They were going to go in a month's time. Young Thomas sat down to his supper with the prospect of having to look up another housekeeper and hired man before planning to destroy his appetite. Next day, 3 people came to see young Thomas on business, congratulated him on his approaching marriage. Young Thomas, who had recovered his usual good humor, merely laughed. There was no use in being too earnest in denial, he thought. He knew that his unusual fit of petulance with his housekeeper had only convinced her that the story was true. It would die away in time, as other stories had died, he thought. Valley View gossip was imaginative. Young Thomas looked rather serious. However, when the minister and his wife called that evening and referred to the report, young Thomas gravely said that it was unfounded. The minister looked graver still and said he was sorry. He had hoped it was true. His wife glanced significantly about young Thomas's big, untidy sitting room, where there were cobwebs on the ceiling and fluff in the corners and dust on the mop board, and said nothing, but looked volumes.
"Dang it all," said young Thomas as they drove away. "They'll marry me yet in spite of myself."
The gossip made him think about Adelia Williams. He had never thought about her before. He was barely acquainted with her. Now he remembered that she was a plump, jolly-looking little woman, noted for being a good housekeeper. Then young Thomas groaned, remembering that he must start out looking for a housekeeper soon, and housekeepers were not easily found, as young Thomas had discovered several times since his mother's death 10 years ago. That was The Gossip of Valley View by Lucy Maud Montgomery, Part 2. For previous recordings, please visit our website at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.